Okay, I'm back with another one, guys. And this one isn't going to be a cocktail. This is more of just a concoction that I've been hearing about on the internet. And people have been showing these really cool logos of this brand new mixture of two amazing tequilas. Everybody, I hope you know about Vivo and Muerto. Vivo, made with live yeast, fermented without letting the yeast die, and then actually distilled with those yeast still alive. So I'm going to pour an ounce and a half of the Vivo in this glass. I'm going to take that same glass, and now I'm going to take the opposite of Vivo, Muerto, right? Muerto is completely done with dead yeast. So it's a whole process. There's a video out there about it. You should check it out. I probably should do a review about this one. And I have done a video with Alex, and Alex talking about how he made this tequila. So it's definitely one to check out. So let's put an ounce and a half of Muerto in here. Look how clear that is. Like, that's just crystal clear. So we're going to add those together. So now we literally have taken the dead yeast tequila and the live yeast tequila and put it together. And they got a crazy name for it. They're calling it the zombie. The 50-50 Muerto Vivo Siempre Tequila. And Siempre has such a great motto. It's drink good tequila. So let's give this a try. The first thing I get is just agave, just an agave bomb, cooked agave, that steam oven that you get when you're down there, that smell of real tequila. And it is really strong here combined together. I get a little bit of a citrus note, a little bit of floral, but also this mineral smell that I don't think I picked up in either of them on their own. I'd have to go back and do them on their own again. That's really interesting. I probably should have just done a half an ounce of each. So I guess we'll make this the last review of the night, and we'll go to bed with this one. Oh my gosh. The finish, you know, the finish in these are both long. The finish with them together is very short. You have like a little bit of tingle on the tongue, and you get a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of pepperish, and it's gone like that, like disappeared. I get a little orange peel. Now a lot of citrus and a little bit more cinnamon, and they're a little full tingle in the mouth. The agave is delicious. That it's actually, this is very hard for me to explain. There's so many different flavors happening in this. And it's so just overwhelming. It's kind of overwhelming to try to figure out what everything is going on here. I get pepper now on the front. I get a little bit of cinnamon in the nose, and actually get a little bit of juniper or pine now in the nose. I have a feeling if I let this sit for a little while and just all of these molecules start to come together and work together, more good things are going to come of this. I don't think I can make it a 45-minute video, though. I think people will stop watching. So that citrus has become a little bit of dried fruit, almost a grape, a little nuttiness. I want to say even a little bit of raisin. This is really good. Now that time in the finish, I get some spearmint and some mintiness. Okay, look, guys, I've got a little bit of time to sip on this one. And it's hard enough to drink one of these bottles because they're so hard to find, and they're such a special edition, and they're so amazing. But then to take a little time to add these together. If Zombie ever comes out as a real product, this is going to be amazing. This is really special stuff to blend them together. But thanks for putting that suggestion out there on the internet and making that amazing hologram that I showed here in the video. And buy yourself a bottle of Muerto and a bottle of Vivo and do a 50-50 blend and try it out. That is pretty freaking amazing. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.